The council adjourned without taking action on the protest. This leaves the protest in place. The decision came despite the Bethel Planning Commission granting Alaska Commercial their conditional use permit. The council meeting began with over half a dozen Bethelites speaking against lifting the protest during People to Be Heard. The Association of Village Council Presidents, CEO Vivian Cortias, and Chairman Ray Watson spoke.
Two things. One, we protest on record, and two, we wrote another letter that we wanted to form a task force to look at the impact in the city of Bethel and native village of Bethel and the nearby villages.
Watson says the tribal council members have a fiduciary responsibility to protect their membership. And further, it's not in the best interest of the community to open a third liquor store, regardless of who holds the license.
We have increased ambulance calls. We have increased our police department is strained, and everything else. And I have to say we all have to step back and look to see what is happening within our community here. We all have to do that.
After the resolution was introduced, there was an attempt to adjourn the meeting, which failed. Then AC Vice President of Operations Walt Pickett spoke. He asked that the protest be removed.
So we have met the conditions of the property. I know there was concern brought forward by the council with regard to the location based on the number of calls.
The protest specifically refers to the number of alcohol-related calls. And to that, he said, both proposed AC and Cusco Liquor locations are less than a mile apart.
It's hard for me to understand that part of the protest, given the close proximity of the two applications.
Some council members were interested to look for a way to enforce limits on bulk sales of hard alcohol. Council member Mark Springer pointed out that the liquor stores would have to be talking to one another to make those limits enforceable.
What would be the policy constraint or the self-enforcement constraint that would prevent me from going to the liquor store you have now, buying a case of R&R, and then going to the liquor store down by SLU and buying a second case of R&R in one day? Would there be any communication between the two establishments?
Pickett said he would be open to such a plan between AC stores, though no plan is in place.
And it would be a simple process change to notify the other store. Keep in mind that if the Cusco application is accepted, that there's nothing going to be to prevent that either. In fact, there will be no control to prevent that from occurring.
After the meeting, Pickett did say that should Cusco be awarded the third and final liquor license, they'd be open to sharing that information.
It's actually a good idea that we could reach out to, the Cusco liquor store when they open to discuss that. I hadn't really thought about it, but it's, I think, in the best interest of both parties.
A unanimous vote, excluding council member Naeem Shabani, who was out on travel, to adjourn the meeting upheld the City of Bethel's protest against AC Liquor's application. AC and Cusco Liquor's applications now go before the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, meeting Monday starting at 9 a.m. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.